Now entering Nerdist.com.
Hello and welcome to Pro U Podcast, episode number 115. I ask why. So in lieu of our live experience, I decided to throw up a solo pod. Oh, it's mid-November and I recorded this little segment about a month ago, and this little story began in May. So, looking into that, all I can say is I wasn't in a hurry to put this out. Just kind of saving it, because I don't know what I was going to do with it. And I just listened to it. And it was really more of a reflective, like I was just asking why, like I'm going to do this, I can, and if I don't want to put it up, I don't have to. You know, and I get to this point where, you know, I battle my voice, and if I win, then I don't care really what anyone else thinks, and I don't apologize, because I know the battle it was to get myself to be like, just, it's okay, just do it. And again, that I get to be, I mean, I think of the word creative. Like, I get to talk about this deep shit on a podcast and have people listen. And then people will email or text or Skype or whatever and share, like, this is deep, deep inner things that they haven't really expressed or maybe shared before. And I'm like, I get to. And you've heard me say that before. By the way, this is going to be a long introduction. It's a whole different little thing today. So just deal. So while I listened to this, and this was, again, this is pretty cool, like waiting this long and then listening to it. And I cried listening to it. And again, this is the cool thing. I'm 51. I go, dude, this is me. This is how I am. I don't care. I like feeling. I would rather feel all of this than not feel anything. The only problem is it took me 50 years to get there. So that's why I'm trying to do what I do. That's why I'm sharing what I'm sharing. I want people to get to that place where they're like, hi, me, boom. Because maintaining all that, again, is a bunch of work, you know, and you still get tested and have bad days. So when I got to the end, I thought, you know, it's just really making this connection, having this flow that I always talk about, being understood. So if I go back to young Thomas, just confused always. Like, I was a nice kid. I didn't, you know, I mean, I didn't, like, look to do bad. And my dad was just, you know, brutal. And then, you know, I went to school, and some kid would hit me, and I'd be like, okay, and I'd hit him back, and I could fight, so I would win. And I would walk away going, I didn't, and then I'd start crying. So it'd be misunderstood. And in high school, I, you know, hung out with this kid, and I thought him and I were so alike, yet we were treated differently. And I knew I felt differently. And I also knew his home life was differently. You know, there was support. But I just, you know, I'm like, why do certain people have certain things, and why don't I feel comfortable here? Why don't I feel comfortable here, over there, where I live? And I think, again, just 51-year-old, proper old dude reflecting, that became my search to fit, to feel good. And, you know, as I know I've said before, is when I was working out, someone said, would you train me? And I remember training them and then saying one time I was working on something mentally or emotionally and I shared it. And they're like, oh, I'm going to try that. And they, hey, that worked. And I just remember going, wow, I helped you by telling you what I did. And then that made me feel good. And I think that was the first thing that just said, okay, here you go. Walk this way. follow this path. And again, end of the day, that's all it is. I wanted to feel better. I hated feeling bad. So when I'm misunderstood and I'm trying, and there's this pain that grows and no one understands, and, you know, I can just look back going, wow, I get me. I get exactly. You know, you got to get the shell and you got to be protective because people will hurt you just because they can or they don't care. So then you start doing that. And then you start going, well, that's me. That's that protective shell. I'm good. But then you realize, well, you haven't really worked on that soft inside that needs to be a little massaged and managed and counseled and, you know, all those things. So, like I said, listening to this one now, I was like, to me, that's what it was. There was this connection with someone I had never met. She understood. Like the things I'm making up now, you know, this age, you know, this last year and a half of my life, this is when I'm convicted. I feel, okay, here's what I'm doing the rest of my life, especially in the last 6 months even, you know, just like this is it. And timing is everything. This woman, you know, reaches out, and like I mentioned it, she's hit these, all these tag words that I use, all these phrases, analogies, parables, thoughts. And she's using what I shared, what I put out into the world as stepping stones, as guides, as measuring sticks, is what I'm like. Wow. I couldn't get my father to ever understand me. And this woman that didn't want to share, you know, doesn't normally share, doesn't do this, isn't this type of person. And a very, very, I don't know, I don't want to say reluctant, but it's not like she's like, well, let me do this. I'm sure it's going to change someone's life. Here, you know, it's like, you know, just, like it just, it had to come out of her. And then going back and going, wow, look what you're doing. Look what you're doing. This is amazing. Kind of asking her and her being private. I totally understood that. But then obviously I shared it. So she did after time say, Tom, go ahead and share that. So since May, this little story has been going on. And I haven't put a lot of time and energy into it. Like I said, I've gotten 3 emails from her. But the impact was duly noted by myself. And like I said, when I was like this last month and I found out Michael was going to be gone, I'm like, oh, I got this extra time. Hey, maybe I should put this one out on a Tuesday. So what I wanted to do was just read the very first email that I got from Melly, because I thought it was, I don't know if I didn't have it or whatever, but where the podcast episode starts is kind of right after the first one. So I'm going to read that. So I haven't got a lot of people writing in lately, but one did, and she had followed up, and I had forgotten that she had written in a while ago, and I thought, I'm just going to read this and record it, and I'll just show people what makes me cry. That was my thought. And here I am recording it, and I'm going to show you all what makes me cry. And I guess I'm actually trying to figure out why this affects me so much, this particular conversation, this email exchange. So, if you'll indulge me, I'm going to read it. I'm going to try to figure out why this particular email pulled on my heartstrings. And in the second follow-up, she said, you know what, I didn't want you to share my first letter, but go ahead. So here I am. And again, not sure what this is going to apply to, where it's going to fit, but it's my podcast. I can do what I wanna. All right. Name, Melly. I'm normally a private person and don't share stuff like this. So this is weird for me. I emailed you 1 to 2 months ago to thank you for everything your podcast has done for me, keeping me positive and pro me in the past year since my marriage fell apart. You read my email in a podcast. You made me sound so strong. Hearing my words in your voice was like a therapy session. Here it goes. Well, this past Monday, this is their last one. This is the first one I got. So, yeah, I'm a mess. Well, this past Monday, I signed the divorce papers. Before meeting with my attorney, I used some extra time to call up a podcast and forwarded to the Pro You moment at the end. It was the Grow Through What You Go Through one. I went into the meeting calm, ready, and itching to sign. The caterpillar who thought her life was over has turned into a butterfly. Later, I was able to listen to the entire podcast from the beginning. I felt like you were talking to me. I got to go through this. You're going through it with me. See, not figuring out anything yet. Are you? Okay. I'm going to grow through what I went through. On the next day's to-do list, I wrote across the top, start now. My new life has started, and I'm so happy and grateful for every friend, gift, and moment in my life. Can't thank you enough, Em. Ugh. So, this is back in May. I wrote, so, I'm crying. Thanks for that, LOL. You were courageous and brilliant and so very pro you. I know exactly what that experience feels like. So congrats on doing it and growing through what you went through. I completely understand. Oh, and this is where I asked her if I wanted to share. All right. So I just said, please, keep listening, being you, and keep me posted. Like I said, this was back in May. So I got this, yes, last night. Tom, I've been meaning to follow up for so long. When I heard your 100th episode was coming up right before my upcoming 100-mile trail run race. How dope is that? I decided to save that episode for that day. So I won't get to hear that for a while yet. The night before a race in July, I listened to a Pro You moment at the top of a hill in the course. The next day, each time I crossed that point in the course, I could feel that calm, quiet flow back into me. I've taken the liberty to share a photo of that point as an attachment. I clicked on it. There's trees, a path, and light shining through. It's amazing. It's ridiculous. Oh, to answer all your questions, no, it's not fun being me. Kidding. Okay, I just feel a lot. What am I going to do about it? You know, I can't control it. I don't try to control it. So here is me. Wow, maybe this sucks listening to. I don't know. My phone memory is full, and when I investigated, I found it full of, wow. All right, I'm not going to upload this. I've decided. My phone memory is full, and when I investigated, I found it full of saved PYP episodes, which reminded me of a question from, she asked about a music from a song or something. And she said, I'm doing great post the big D. In fact, I've come into who I really am, and I love that. I mean, I just, hearing someone follow up and saying, I've come into who I really am. That's just such a huge statement. You know what I mean? Because it's layered with time and quiet and hurt and alone time and uncomfortableness. And that's how you find out. That is the caterpillar in the cocoon. Right there. Finding out who you really are. I had developed some unhealthy habits while dealing with the stress, and in the past few months, I've set goals to break them, checking the box each day as I go. My calendar has more purple than yellow now, and I don't know why, but that just hit me. I just love that. Like, is it really just hearing my words back from someone? I'm loving the experience, the live experience, and I love even more the solo pods. And I just, all these things, like they just move me. I'm like so thankful. Like, oh, purple, you get the purple. Yes, okay, good. You like the live experience? Oh, so do I. I'm enjoying it. Good. You like the solo pod. It's like just boom, boom, boom. Like there it was. Pluck one heartstring, the second, and the third. And no one's ever said this. She said the solo pods are meditative. Wow. Yay. And thank you. You know, I get to do this. And then I get to read stuff like this. I can't remember now if I gave you permission to read my email. If it would help others, I'm happy to share. When I hear the other stories you share, I often hear pieces of me in that story. If I can do the same for another soul, go ahead. Congratulations on 100. Melly. So I replied to Melly. Well, that's twice you've made me cry. Thank you. I just said there are things that not needed to go in, but it is crazy how someone, anyone that you've never met can make you feel so much. Again, thank you. I asked her if she had Skype. I'm waiting to hear back from her, so maybe I'll just continue this story as it unfolds. But on so many levels, you know, here's a woman that, you know, emailed me to tell me how much she was struggling. And then she updates me to say, you know, go ahead and share my story if it'll help someone else. Like, how cool is that? You know, see, that's that ripple effect, that pay it forward, ripple effect, paying it forward. I love affecting someone. It fills me up. But that next level, when those people then affect others, it's, I go, wow, that's, that I'm part of that. That I get to be a variable in that equation. Again, I'm humbled, and I think that's maybe, I don't know, maybe that's what makes me cry. And I don't know, because I got done, and that was all I thought of. It's like, why did this just like, and again, that's the second time I've read those. And just, you know, my heart is in my throat the entire time. Well, you can hear it. And this one person that wrote in said all these tag words that I use. And I thought, you know, it's crazy that this person that just listens to my podcast knows, you know, the important things in my life right now. and people on paper that are supposed to be in my life have no clue. Couldn't have written that paragraph about me. So when someone, again, that I don't know what it looks like, old shit, nothing. Going through a divorce, listen to your podcast. And, you know, again, it reaches, I'm not teaching or preaching. I'm actually asking right now. You know, I don't know what it is that when just a person who, I don't know, maybe they appear to care and appreciate what I share, so they listen. And not only do they listen, but they hear. And that's my goal. I want it to land. I want it to land. I want it to be received. That's the flow I talk about. So then when people reply, it's the full circle. I reached that person. What I said had an effect. They were affected. They told me. Now I'm affected. It's a trippy thing to me. It really is. And again, I'm thankful that I can, hey, I'm going to record this. Why would you record that? No one wants to hear that. Shut up. I'm going to do it anyways. My podcast. Because I can do it. You know, because there's this woman who's feeling bad and says, don't share, and emails me back and says, I feel good, share. She did something scary. She made it through it. You know, that's the story that compels another to do something unfamiliar, uncomfortable. And don't worry about what happens, what it looks like, what people say. And I go, I'm going to record this. Why? I'm not sure what I'm going to say, and I'm probably going to cry. Those are the two things I knew. I didn't know what I was going to say. I knew I'd cry, and I knew what I was going to read. That was it. I go, okay, start there. See what happens. I want to be free. I want to be unfiltered. I sort of think, you know, the most positive things can come from my fountain if they're uninhibited, and I can just be me, and I can be comfortable being wonderfully flawed me. And just go, okay, I'm going to read this, fall apart, crumble. And I'm okay with that. Like, I'm not embarrassed about that. I just was, like I said, I didn't know why those little stories just, I don't know, just affect me so much. Not, I'm bummed, I wish I'd, no, not at all. I'm me, I'm fine. I like me more than I ever have. But the power that is generated between two people, which I call flow, and not related, not even introduced, and can have a life-altering effect on another person. Because I didn't remember her, you know, first email until I went back and read it, and then when I did, I cried again. I'm like, oh yeah, I remember this. And then I was like, wow, the first one did exactly what the second one did. This is amazing. Like, I'm like, I can't even. And that, I don't know. Well, like I said, it stopped me and said, record this. That made me do that. So I think I'm going to end it here. I'm going to wait to hear back from her. And then I'll just see where it goes. Or maybe I'll just put this up as is. Just a piece, a slice of my day, just a moment, a peek through. We are all wonderfully flawed people. We are all wonderfully flawed, and we are all going through something. And we're all good enough and beautiful enough to get through whatever we need to get through. All right. So this is now the follow-up and the final email that I received from Melly. No intention of making you cry. sad. She has to say that every email, right? I had my 100-mile race this past weekend and had to stop after 80 miles. First, you know, it's just funny as a, you know, when you talk about strength. You know, here's a woman that's, you know, admitting, you know, I've been weak and da-da-da. It's like, meanwhile, training for a 100-mile race, not a marathon, 100 miles. It's like, you've never been a weak person, ever, 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 if you're running marathons. You know what I mean? It's just, all right, let's go back, focus down. Those who ask about the race say, oh, I'm sorry to hear you didn't finish. Usually it's a confidence-crushing thing to not be able to finish these races after months of training. But I'm focused on the 3 good tires I still have, not the flat one. Can you believe that? Like, that is my probably my oldest quote. And like I said, I don't even know. And just out of her mouth comes my words. And I just love, because she means them. You know, when she's saying these, I like, she knows what she's talking about. And I'm so, I don't know, maybe it's like a singer having their song sang back to them and it sounds differently, but it sounds better. I'm not saying I'm as talented as a singer or anything like that either. I'm just, like I said, it's just, I love hearing this. I love it. And again, here's a woman that said, you know, I'm broken, I'm this, I'm that, and now saying, hey, I'm good, and these are my words now. I love that. Oh, and then she goes, wonder where I learned that. I'm looking at trying again in a few weekends if I feel like I've healed and recovered enough. So I still haven't listened to the 100th episode. Saving it. I don't have Skype. This is the best. Now, this is this woman who's just, you know, oh, well, you've listened to this episode. I don't have Skype. I only have a work computer with no camera, no white noise at my home, no Wi-Fi, cable, TV, or screens. Have a great weekend. Now, that last line is probably my favorite line, because I don't, like you said, I have never talked to her. And I don't know, just completely intrigued by this person that was going through this difficult time, really clung to my podcast, and the live experience was brand new, and she liked that. The solo pods, brand new. And she liked that. And during this going, well, why am I connecting with people now? And why does that feel so good? And I didn't connect with people in the past. And why is that this and that? And figure, and it's like, Melly's been this thing. Boom. Boom. Just right alongside me going, this is what you're doing. This is who you are. You know, she's been my mirror. I just made that up. And see, and that's what moves me. It doesn't have to be someone in your life by blood, by marriage, by whatever that's supposed to. A total stranger can be your mirror and saying, this is who you are. These are the words you speak. These are your actions. This is how you make me feel. And to me, I'm like, well, if you get all that, I'm just going to stop trying so hard with these other wackos. I mean, I've never... spoken to Melly live. You know what I mean? Like, I have never spoken to this person live. And it seems to me I've had quite an impact on her life. And I'm telling you right now, she has had a huge impact on my life. There's the moral to the story. You grow up. And you learn things. This is how things are. This is how things should be. These are the people that should be in your life. This is what a family should look like. This is what you should have when you grow up. This is where you should live. This is the car you should drive. These are the people you should be friends with. Stop shooting on yourself. Spend some time alone. Build your vibe, your new vibe, your pro-you vibe. That vibe will then build your new tribe. I don't care if you're 20, 30, 40, or 50. I'm 51, building a new tribe right now. Love it. Ain't huge. But no one's taking from me. No one's saying negative things just because they can. don't have to allow people in my life that are just roadblocks, that are just bummers, that just want to suck the life out of you. I don't have to. So all of this, everything I'm doing with this podcast is to help me do that. And meanwhile, I really want to. I'm passionate about helping others get there. So we do it together. That's the flow I'm talking about. So as Melly gets there, help me go to another level. Then I get to share hers. And I'm thinking someone out there is going to hear this podcast and Melly's story and go, oh, that helped me. And then boom, someone else goes to the next level. That's what I can do in this world. With everything that's going on, right, wrong, good, bad, I know what I can do. I can control my words, my actions. I can read emails. I can do a podcast. I can share. I can be the best me that I can be. Hoping my path, my walk has an effect on others. That's it. A lot of things in this world I can't control at all. So that's where my time and energy goes. That is my lesson for today. I truly appreciate you guys listening. I love, adore, appreciate, respect, admire Melly. Thank you for affecting me this entire year almost. Thank you for sharing, for being you, for being wonderful, for not apologizing for being you. And stick to that, Melly, and everyone listening out there, stick to that, be that, do that. You're worth it. If this podcast has affected you, if anything in it resonated with you, I'd really appreciate if you go to iTunes and just rate the podcast. Something I'd really appreciate if you did. You don't have to comment. For the people that have beautifully commented, thank you, thank you, thank you. Very kind. And just remember, every one of you, no matter how you feel, what people are saying, you are worth it. Hello and welcome to your Pro-You moment. I'm glad you're here. Proud of you. Thinking, hoping that you're deeming yourself worthy of a Pro-You moment. So, if this is your first time, again, glad you're here. No pressure, no hurries, no worries. Be you. If you feel uncomfortable or silly, yay. That's perfect. That's how you should feel. If you're not happy where you are and you're comfortable, it's probably time to get uncomfortable. So whether this is your first time, or you've been here before, eyes closed, seated on the floor, legs crossed if you can. Need to sit up against the chair, couch you can. If you need to sit in a chair, totally cool. But again, eyes closed, trying to quiet the mind. And we'll quiet that mind with a little direction. We're going to focus on our breath. Bring it in the nose, out the mouth. Slow it down, elongate it, become aware of your breath. Now you're tying your mind and your body, connecting them, making you present. Navel into the spine, shoulders over the hips, neutral neck, eyes closed, in the nose. Out the mouth, in the nose, out the mouth as best you can for 180 seconds. And you may begin now. So if you can stay there physically just for a moment longer, just listen for a moment longer, but if you need to move or stretch, totally cool. Again, just a couple more moments. So I want to just, you know, kind of take the attention off of me. If you look at Mally, her path, her journey, she hit a test like we all do. But what she did is not what we all do. She reached out for help. She knew she needed help. She didn't feel bad asking for help. She found tools. She was consistent. She grew through what she was going through. And in the end, she got through what she had to go through. And from May to November was not easy. But she also worked on her physical self with a challenge and with a goal and with a test, because you become physically stronger, you'll become mentally stronger. And the fact that she shared her journey with me is, I said, what humbles me, but because it, so that's what I get to share. Like, here's her journey. Here's the beginning, the middle, and end. It was not a perfect straight line. It was not quick. It was not easy. It was not comfortable. But what this one woman did, who I've yet to even speak with, affected me. Gave me clarity. Changed my path by just being pro you. Deem yourself worthy. Peace and God bless.
Now leaving Nerdist.com.